This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The government today approved nutrient-based subsidy rates for Kharif season 2026 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the tentative budgetary requirement for Kharif season 2026 would be approximately 41,534 crore rupees. He said the decision will ensure availability of fertilizers to farmers at subsidized, affordable and reasonable prices.
For the Kharif season, a subsidy package of 41,534 crore rupees has been approved under the nutrient-based subsidy scheme. Honorable Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi has always stood as a safety shield for our farmers, whether during COVID or conflict in West Asia. He has ensured that any ups and down in fertilizer availability or prices do not affect our farmers in any way.
The government has also given its nod to the 41-kilometer-long Jaipur Metro Phase 2 from Prahladpura to Todi Mor. Mr. Vaishnav said this will comprise 36 stations and over 13,000 crore rupees will be spent on the project. The government today asserted that sufficient stock of coal is available at mines and power plants across the country amid the West Asia conflict. Joint Secretary in the Coal Ministry, Sanjeev Kumar Kasi, was addressing the interministerial briefing in New Delhi this afternoon on recent developments in West Asia.
We have taken a series of coordinated efforts. We have guided our coal companies to ensure adequate supplies. Throughout the year, we have been taking a lot of actions. With these actions, we produced around 1 billion ton of coal for second time in a row. Action that we took basically is an affordability-focused approach. And we combined the increased availability of coal along with the strong coordination with Ministry of Power. Then we have railways also with us. We have also coordinated with the state governments to ensure easy mining there and prevent shortage across the country.
Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that LPG, petrol and diesel are available in sufficient quantities across the country and normal supply is continuing. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Foreign Minister of Bangladesh Khalilur Rahman and hosted the Bangladeshi delegation in New Delhi this afternoon. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said during the meeting they discussed strengthening the bilateral relationship between the two nations in its various facets. This marks the first visit by a Bangladeshi minister to New Delhi since the BNP-led government took office in February. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on an official visit to Mauritius and the United Arab Emirates from tomorrow. All arrangements are in place for polling for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and the Union Territory of Puducherry tomorrow. Voting will be held for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry. Security has been tightened and administrative measures are being taken to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. India has welcomed the ceasefire reached between the United States and Iran. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs expressed hope that it will lead to a lasting peace in West Asia and unimpeded freedom of navigation and global flow of commerce through the Strait of Hormuz, a major maritime choke point for global energy trade. The ministry stated that India has continuously advocated de-escalation, dialogue and diplomacy, essential to bringing an early end to the ongoing conflict. Earlier in a major diplomatic breakthrough, the United States and Iran agreed to a two-week ceasefire, halting weeks of direct military confrontation that had pushed West Asia to the brink of an all-out war. The agreement, brokered through intermediaries, calls for an immediate halt to strikes on both sides and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz to international shipping. Benchmark domestic equity indices surged nearly 4% today as oil prices declined following the announcement of a two-week ceasefire agreement between Washington and Tehran. The Sensex skyrocketed 2,946 points to close at 77,563, while the Nifty jumped 874 points to settle at 23,997. And with that, we end this news bulletin.